USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Capitol Police arrested seven activists yesterday who had broken into House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's office in Washington. The protesters sat cross-legged on the floor of McCarthy's office with arms locked, yelling PEPFAR. That's being the president's global emergency plan for AIDS relief, a program that has recently been caught up in Congress's negotiations over a government shutdown. The current PEPFAR funding runs out at the end of the month. The number of Americans who believe technology will make their job obsolete has increased to 22%, according to the latest Gallup poll, and it's the sharpest increase in 6 years. The rise is largely seen among college-educated workers, which sits about 20%, nearly the same as non-college-educated. This change could largely be traced to the release of ChatGPT last November, with its ability to mimic human language and writing. The fear is no longer just robots standing in for humans in warehouses and assembly lines, but the expansion into the office world as well. Just hours after Pennsylvania police raised the award for tips that lead to the capture of escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante to $25,000, the convict was spotted again, this time armed with a rifle. On a phone interview last night, an unidentified Pennsylvania state trooper confirmed that there was a sighting of the convict. Then early this morning, a Facebook post by state police said their officers were pursuing Mr. Cavalcante in South Coventry Township of Chester County and that he was armed with a weapon. Police have urged everyone in the area to be vigilant as the chase for the illegal immigrant and murderer convict enters its 13th day. The New York Jets announced that Aaron Rodgers' x-rays were negative after he left the game during the team's season-opening drive last night. It's believed that the four-time MVP is suffering an Achilles injury. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
All right, team. App's on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
Got this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better claim, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden recalled his first visit to Ground Zero shortly afterward.
And I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell.
Biden spoke to military service members and others at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage late Monday. His travel schedule from the G20 summit too late to mark the occasion anywhere on the East Coast where the planes fell. The IRS is announcing new initiatives that will target roughly 1,600 millionaires around the country who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. It's what IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel announced Friday in a call with reporters. He said 75 large business partnerships are also being targeted for tax evasion. He says a burst of funding from the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act plus added artificial intelligence tools have helped point IRS resources in the right direction for this. And Coco Gauff's victorious moment at the U.S. Open ended with a heartfelt prayer on her knees, which went viral.
I was just saying thank you, and I understood like all the tough times were just to make that moment. Like, if it came easy, I wouldn't feel as appreciative as I did in that moment, clearly.
She became the youngest American, male or female, to secure a U.S. Open victory since Serena Williams did it at age 19 in 2001. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.